a breakout game for a breakout player. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. Garrett Mitchell's career began as a first-round draft pick with a rapid ascension to the major leagues. Then the injuries started to pile up. He missed most of the last four seasons with them. Wednesday night, a career four hits, and they were clutch.
Line drive, left center field. It comes into play. It'll roll all the way to the wall. In to score is Vaughn. Mitchell racing for third, and he's in.
Mitchell also came within a few feet of a cycle. His first hit of the game was a double off the left center field wall. The Brewers did double up the Reds 4-2. For Mitchell, he was dialed in for all nine innings.
I kind of liked each and every one of them just through the process. I felt like the way it started, fastball kind of down and away, just take what I was given. But I like how they kind of all progressed through the game. So I felt like I started seeing it better and just felt more relaxed as I kept going.
The Brewers will go for the rare four-game sweep this afternoon, starting at 1:10. Jacob Mizorowski pitches against Chase Burns. From the minors, the Midwest League, a walk-off in Beloit.
The pitch. That one's into the corner in left field. Hey, that's going to be a fair ball. Dylan Head is going to go around third. He's going to try to score. Dylan Head is going to score on an RBI triple for Carter Johnson, and the ball game is over. The Sky Carp win it 9-8.
Meanwhile, the Timber Rattlers win at Peoria 7-3. The University of Wisconsin has their new athletic director, former school deputy AD under Barry Alvarez, as well as former Miami and Nebraska AD Sean Eichhorst will replace Chris McIntosh. Eichhorst is a native of Lone Rock, Wisconsin, in the southwestern part of the state. He also played football at UW-Whitewater as a D-back, his alma mater, also the first place he ever became an athletic director as well. To the pitch, America 250 is off to a solid start. Team USA advances past Bosnia and Herzegovina 2-0. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.